But should there not be an occasional angry exchange between a husband and a wife?
No, there is no such law. There should be a lot of peace between a husband and a wife. If there's any hurt in the relationship, it cannot be considered a husband and wife relationship. Even when friends do not hurt each other, how can a husband and wife do so? The friendship between a husband and wife is the highest friendship of all. Such a statement or belief is a way of justifying such behaviors. People who have altercations in their marriage use such a statement in order to justify their anger. Anger has no place at all between husband and wife.
In our scriptures, it is written that a woman should treat her husband like the Lord. She is to obey and follow his commands. How can a woman apply this in this day and age?
Only if the husband is like Lord Ram should she become like Sita. Now, if he is belligerent and disgusting and behaves awkwardly, how is it going to work if you do not behave in the same manner? It would be superlative if you could live in harmony, but that is not feasible. How can the wife remain calm when he keeps pushing and prodding? What else is the poor wife to do? The husband should adopt a conduct that is becoming of an ideal husband, and she should adopt a conduct that is becoming of an ideal wife. If the husband makes a little mistake, she should endure it. But if he starts to abuse her, what is the poor woman to do?
The husband himself is the eternal supreme Lord. What is wrong with this statement?
The husbands of today are such that if they were considered as the Lord, they would go around like madmen.
Can the husbands be called the eternal supreme lords? Should we do their darshan, look upon with devotion, every day? Should we drink the water in which we bathe their feet?
You may address them as the eternal supreme lord if they are immortal. How can you call them eternal supreme lord when they are going to die? How in heavens can the men of today be lords?
I bow down to my husband every day.
You must be deceiving him by doing so. Women deceive men by prostrating in front of them. A husband is a husband and the Lord is the Lord. Where does the husband say, I am the Lord? All he says is, I am your boss. He says only this, does he not?
Yes, he says only that.
Yes, even the cows have a boss. There's a boss for everyone and everything. The soul is the only Lord, the pure soul.
Should a woman drink the water, Charanamrut, which is used to bathe her husband's feet?
How can you drink that water used on the men of today? They smell. Even when he sits here, he emits an odor. It was a different matter in the past because people had a fragrance to them. But husbands today smell enough to give you a headache. Today, you just have to play the role of a husband and wife, whichever way you can.
Dada, nowadays no one does this. Especially now that women are educated, they have discarded such practices.
The husbands are declared the Lord. Just look at them. They are the ones who wrote the books. So who is going to question them? They have turned everything on their side. It should not be this way.
The women of today do not respect their husbands, as did the women of the past.
Yes, the husbands of the past were like Lord Ram, and now they have become Mara, Ma-ra, opposite of Ram. They have no qualities of Lord Ram.
What is the wife's obligation towards her husband? Please explain this.
She should be sincere to her husband. The husband should tell his wife, if you were to be insincere with me, then I would lose my head. You have to caution her. You have to tell her to beware. But do not pressure her into being sincere. You should remain sincere to each other all your life. Day and night, you should be thinking about him only. You should be concerned about him all the time. Only then will your life together run well.
If the husband is not sincere and the wife loses her mind, will she bind karma?
If she loses her mind, they will both suffer. As much as possible, you should not lose your mind. If it was not the husband's intent to be insincere and he makes a mistake, then he should ask for forgiveness and reassure her that he will not make the same mistake again. A man has to be sincere, does he not? How can things work when there is no sincerity?
The husband repeatedly asks for forgiveness, but he also carries on the affair with his mistress. What then?
When the husband asks for forgiveness, can you not understand that he is suffering with helplessness beyond his control? So you have to let go. It is not that he has acquired a habit of doing this. He has not become habituated. He too does not like it. But what can he do? These things happen against his will. Errors are made in this way, are they not?
What should one do if the husband has become habituated to such marital infidelity?
What can you do? Can you throw him out? If you throw him out, there will be an uproar in the community. On the contrary, you have to keep it a secret. What else can you do? Do we keep our gutters covered or do we keep them open? Are these gutters to be kept covered or kept open?
They have to be kept covered.
Otherwise, if we keep them open, the foul stench will give you a headache.
Why do the women wear chandlo? Red dot in the center of the forehead? Many American women ask me, why Indian women wear chandlos?
This red dot in the middle of the forehead is very close to the inner mind, and by wearing it, our women have the noble aim of keeping their mind only on their husband. These women will not leave or be insincere to their husband even if they have major clashes. The ones who traditionally do not have this chandlo may not remain sincere.
Dada, you have talked about how men should behave. But what should women do? What should women have in their two eyes?
A woman should accept her husband no matter what he is like. The man she took as her husband is due to her own karmic account. It is by no coincidence that she married the man she did. So regardless of what her husband is like, she should make the effort to remain faithful to him. If she is not able to do so, then she should ask for his forgiveness. This, however, should be her vision, and she should think about how they both can progress spiritually, how they can both go into a higher life form in their next lives, how they can both attain liberation. That is what she should think about and focus on.
असीम जय जयकार हो
जा जा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो।